the Radio Today programme with Broadcast Bionics, creators of the Bionic Studio, the smarter way to make radio.
Welcome to the Radio Today programme special from the Arias. My name is Grace Hopper. I am a producer at KISS FM, formerly of BBC Radio 1, and I'm also a trustee for the Radio Academy. I'm going to be taking you through all the best bits from the night that was the Arias 2021, interviews with the nominees and, of course, the all-important winners. Just need to let you know there is a little bit of bad language in this podcast. I blame Greg James. So I'm here with Jordan and Perry, our hosts for the evening. So this is your first ever Arias, guys, and you're hosting the awards. So no pressure, you know?
Yeah, no pressure at all. Earlier, we looked at the seating plan, and directly in front of us, there is about 4,000, obviously not because there's not many people in the room, but a lot of legendary radio presenters, yep. A lot of big bosses, all directly in your eye line. Plus the fact we only started live radio 8-9 months ago. I mean, it's quite a scary thought to be hosting the Arias, because at first, when we first started radio, of course, it's like we'd heard of the Arias and people were always chatting about it, but we didn't quite get the scale of it until we were here.
This is the event.
It's the event. It?
Like, this is the event.
Some say the Oscars of the radio world.
That's the only thing I've heard, and that's what's scaring me even more. So whoever's decision it was to put us here tonight, I mean, it could go very well, or they could get fired.
So you think the pressure's on you? The pressure's really on them, to be honest, isn't it?
The pressure is on them.
Yeah, the pressure's on them, because we can always just go, look, guys, we were novices, all right? You know, and you chucked us in at the deep end. Yeah. Don't make me... I'll cry. Don't make me do it.
The question is, how long can we play that card? Yeah.
That is it. I think you've got a few months left, to be honest. Fine. But lovely. Like you said, you've only been doing the KISS breakfast show since, August, so
yeah.
Not even a year into it, and you're already up for 2 Arias tonight, which is amazing, so congratulations.
Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you.
Are you feeling confident?
Do you know what? I know it sounds really funny, because hosting feels like such a big honour, and it's been, you know, we've been in rehearsals, and people are just talking about, oh my God, you've been hosting. Part of me has slightly forgot.
Yeah, no, I know exactly what I mean. It's weird, until like we was in rehearsal, and then we're there, we've got someone pretending to be like a guest presenter or something, like, and here's the list of nominees, and then our name pops up, you go, oh wow, like, this is, and then it brings it home. And confident isn't the right word, I mean, to be nominated already is something that's huge. And again, like, it's not just for us. I know this is like Jordan and Perry on KISS Breakfast, yeah. But without, like, no word of a lie, the team behind our show, I know everyone says it without them you couldn't do it, but it's proof for us, because, you know, like we said, we've only been doing live radio for 8 months. We didn't really have any idea what we were doing. Between producer Rob, producer Jody, producer Elliot, now producer Jay, obviously Rebecca, like, all those people having faith in us and helping us along the way. Without them, genuinely, it couldn't have happened. So I wouldn't say we're confident. I'm anxious to know the result. I'd love to win it genuinely more for them than us, because, yeah, you know, they've been in radio a lot longer than we have. They've worked, mm-hmm, their entire lives on, like, career-wise to get to this point and be here with us. I'm just really hoping for us as well, but for them, we can pull it out of the bag.
Definitely. Well, best of luck tonight. And like you said, you are hosting, which is a big deal. Yeah. Any tricks up your sleeve? Any surprises?
Do we have tricks? Hopefully we are the trick.
Yeah.
There is a... The big screen behind us is... It's like basically like a big projector for the audience there. And I was thinking, you know, if all else fails, shadow puppets can kind of come out and,
do you know what,
entertain people.
You know the craziest part? You're laughing because you think he's joking. I'm not.
Yeah.
But we were taking a break from rehearsal. I looked behind and he was genuinely practicing. He went, Joe, what do you think of this frog, mate? I can make the eyes move. Do you think it's good? I was like, we're not using the shadow puppets.
A frog that I can make the eye move. I can do a dog. There's a bird. And there is a rabbit. It's not 100% there. It's like 85% rabbit. But
well, why is you've this a conversation? Got an hour and a half till the awards to Fine. Master the rabbit.
Get me a lamp. And practice.
Have you guys decided, if you do win an award, is one of you going to stay hosting and then the other one go and get the award? Because obviously you're doubling up roles. You're hosting,
yeah,
you're nominated.
Yeah. That requires,
or you're winging it.
Doesn't
it? Yeah, you're winging it. Okay.
We are winging it.
We are winging it. And like I always say, worst case scenario, because of the dance background and the dance history, everything starts going wrong, Pell does a backflip. Always gets a clap, and, you know, that's just what we're going to do. It'll be fine.
Okay, so I want to see shadow puppets and a backflip tonight. Okay.
If you haven't noticed, Grace, all the entertainment's relying heavily on Perry. I'm going to be standing off to the side at the lectern, just clapping him along. It'll be fine.
Well, guys, enjoy it tonight. Best of luck.
Thank you so much.
So we're in the lobby of the hotel. The Arias is just about to start, and I've got the lovely Niamh with me.
Hello.
Hi. How are you? How is it to be out of the house?
So exciting. The most exciting thing was letting my children go to their dad for the evening and me running out the door. I haven't done that in a long time. I just said good luck and slammed the door. Good it was luck. Amazing. Yeah.
So you're presenting an award tonight?
Yes, I am. I'm presenting Best New Show.
Who have you got your money on for that category? Or are you going to be impartial?
I mean, it's a really difficult category, actually. You can tell I'm being diplomatic. I'm not going to tell you.
I know. I'm looking at you like, come on.
I'm not going to tell you. But it is, I mean, it's tough competition.
So we've got Jordan and Perry up for Best New Show. Obviously.
They're my favourites. Sorry, just saying.
That impartiality lasted about 30 seconds, I think. Obviously, their show only started in August. That's a big, big new show. We've also got Poppy in there as well from BBC. Like, loads of great names. And it's going to be a tough one. Do you know the winner already?
I mean, they haven't given me the envelope yet, but I could always run and get it and then secretly tell you.
Oh, please do. So, I'm joined by the lovely Laura Woods. Welcome to the Arias 2021.
Thank you. This is glamorous, isn't it?
It is, yeah.
Mind you, everything is glamorous at the moment because we haven't done glamour at all for such a long time. So, this could be in a skip and I think it's glamorous.
You're so right. You're so right. Leaving the house is glamorous at the moment,
no,
isn't it?
Great,
it's
isn't
like,
it?
Get me out.
I got a taxi and I was like, wow, this is wonderful.
So, this evening, you are up for Best Speech Breakfast Show.
Yes.
Which you were just saying is a mouthful to say.
Isn't it? I know, it's so funny, considering it should be the easiest and the irony of it actually being a speech breakfast show. But no, I am, yeah. So our little team, it's TalkSport Breakfast, that's our show. So everyone's quite excited about this. And because it's the Arias as well, it feels rather grand, doesn't it?
Definitely. You're so right. There's sparkle everywhere and it does feel special tonight. Everyone's put their best dresses on.
I know.
Dusted them off for the occasion.
I've been looking. It looks so good, doesn't
yeah.
it?
So how are you feeling about tonight? Are you feeling confident, nervous?
Honestly, I was absolutely fine because it took me so long to get ready today because I can't remember how to do it that I was late. And then it's only really that I arrived, I've suddenly got really nervous and I feel a bit like, oh God, we didn't expect to get any nominations because I think at the time we genuinely just felt like, oh my good God, like how are we going to get through this week? So I suppose we felt like the stuff we were putting out was just a necessity and that was like the first thing to do because we didn't have any sport to broadcast and we're obviously a show about sport. So I think for us it felt like just get the show out, just do something. And it was a brand new show as well, so it's all those kind of things that all happening at once. And then eventually when we were able to overcome that and start to have fun with it, I guess it's just a really nice way of just being nominated. It's a really nice way of capping that year off.
Ricky, Melvin and Charlie, hello.
Hello, how are you?
Good, thank you. How are you guys?
Yeah, we're so good. We're really good. Excited to be here.
You're passing one mic between three. Which,
yes.
Yeah, classic, supplies in radio. They go really far, don't they? Yeah.
Always, always.
So is this kind of your first night out as a three for a little while?
Yeah, I mean, we obviously have two people in the studio, one person at home, but this is the first time all three of us have been out together as a threesome. That sounds wrong when I say threesome, but that's what I mean to say. Thank you, guys.
Maybe pass the mic on now,
okay.
You know.
Sorry.
I've ruined it for myself.
He ruined it with the menage. Ruined it.
So tonight you're up for Best Music Entertainment Award.
Yes, yes, yes.
You're up against your fellow Radio 1 colleagues. Yeah. How does that feel?
And one extra Snitchy Shy as well.
Yeah.
How does it feel? Do you know what? I feel like it's just an honour. It's a cliche, but it's just an honour to be amongst it. I didn't think we'd even get nominated, not because I don't think we're doing good stuff, but just you just never expect it, do you? So it was just a nice surprise to be in and amongst like legends like Scott and Chris, and I really, really rate Snoochie Shy's show as well, so to be put up in the same category as them, absolutely brilliant.
So we're hoping for bronze, silver and gold.
Yes.
Yeah.
The gold would be nice, though. Thank you. The gold would be nice.
Oh, is it weird for you guys? Do you still have to, like, remember that you're not cheering on Kiss? Because obviously you've done quite a few award shows with Kiss, and now you're with Radio 1. Do you have to remember to go, right, no, we're wrong station now.
We work for Radio 1 now.
Oh, you're at Kiss, though, aren't you?
Because I'm the same, because I was at Radio 1 for the year that this award ceremony is reflecting, and now I'm at Kiss, so I'm thinking the opposite of you guys. I'm going, right, who am I cheering on tonight? I was Radio 1, now Kiss.
Do you know what? I think the thing is for us, like, we just saw Jordan and Perry. We're so happy for them. They're doing so well. So I don't. If we saw one of our mates get up there that we knew from Kiss, why would you not cheer? Like, this is to celebrate radio, and especially after the madness of the last year and a half. Like, anyone who wins tonight, regardless of the station, you got to big them up, because this is, it's been a tough year for everybody.
You're so right. Tonight is just a celebration of 100%. Us all staying on air for the past year and being such a comfort to people, isn't it?
Definitely.
But do you know what? On that lovely note, Charlie, I'll finish it there. But
bye.
Good luck tonight, guys.
I didn't mean any of it. No, I'm kidding.
Live from the Mayfair Theatre, it's the 2021 Audio and Radio Industry Awards, brought to you by the Radio Academy. The Radio Academy. And now, please welcome your hosts for the evening. From Kiss Breakfast, it's Jordan Banjo and Perry Kylie.
Hey! Look at that. Oh, look at that. Oh, that is lovely. First of all, welcome to the Arias 2021. And I promise you, I know I look like a bouncer that's got a bit happy and ran on stage, but I am here to host. I promise you that right now. Can't believe it. I mean, less than a year doing live radio, and we're here hosting the Arias. No pressure, no. Just Ricky, Melvin and Charlie sat in front of you as well. And we all know who we followed on from as well. Oh, John, that's a little bit awkward, but it's going to be fine. So, obviously...
Sorry. All right, Ricky.
Yes!
Ricky.
Yes!
What is this? What is this?
You know what?
Hello? Yeah, Jordan Perry on stage. Yep. I can't talk.
You're done. Perfect.
So he did that on purpose. I'll see you again. Yeah.
See you again, Ricky. Best new show.
And for the gold, the Youngblood podcast, BBC Radio 1 on BBC Sounds.
Yeah, that's mental. Thank you so much. This podcast started in lockdown because a lot of my fan base told me that they were feeling voiceless, and we just wanted to give people a voice to be heard. This is about talking about your feelings, talking about what you're going through. You might help other people. You might help yourself. They might help you. This is mental. This is our award. This is our podcast. There's so much more to come. This is crazy. Thank you so much.
Time for Best Speech Presenter.
And the gold, George the Poet. Have you heard George's podcast, BBC Sounds?
George the Poet, welcome to your first Arias.
Thank you very much, thank you.
How does it feel to, one, be here, two, present an award, and three, just clean up the night?
I'm honoured. You know, for so long, I didn't know how I was going to position myself in the radio world. You know, I had been a recording artist and I loved that, but I felt like I needed a different medium, and I just started doing this podcast out of nothing, and now we're here, man, so...
Congratulations, you just wiped the floor. So let me just read this back to you, just in case it hasn't sunk in, and the huge two massive gold awards in there don't hit home. You won Best Speech Presenter, you won gold. You won gold for Best Factual Single Programme, and you won silver for Creative Innovation Award.
Sick.
I mean, Jordan and Perry were not lying when they said that you were getting your exercise walking up and down those steps tonight.
That's so funny.
Were you expecting any of this, or was it all quite a shock to you?
No, I wasn't. I don't make content with awards in mind. I don't. I swear to God, I don't. But when the nominations come, it's like the ultimate recognition. These are real stories that I'm telling. And to have them seen and heard by a whole industry in this way, I can't put that into words, man, because it's about so much more than just me.
Totally. Yeah. So what's next for your projects and for the next year, do you think?
We're releasing another chapter of the podcast. That's coming very soon. I've got a whole new platform to engage with people who want conversations after it. It's called Common Ground. That's going to go along with it. I'm throwing myself into research to look at the power of music for our community and how many, you know, jobs. And that's one thing that I appreciate about the Arias. It's like you can see all of the people that work in this field who get up in the morning to share audio content with others. That's something that I just want to really expand on and learn more about.
Another new award this year is the Creative Innovation Award.
The gold goes to Absolute Radio 40's TVI Media for Absolute Radio.
So I am with Jeff Jean from TVI Media. Congratulations on your award tonight.
Thank you very much. It was a good night for us. We had two golds and a couple of silvers as well. So, yeah, we were all together at Charlotte Street in our office to watch on the stream. So it was actually lovely to be with the team and celebrate what's been obviously a difficult year.
What was so lovely was you would see the person accepting your gold award in one room and then you'd hear all the muffled screams from the delayed Zoom when they were watching next door of seeing the announcement, and it was so nice to see in the room.
And I have to say, at that point I had no idea there was a delay and I just thought I'd said something really good. but no, they just at that point realised that we'd won.
So you won two golds, two silvers tonight. I mean, you would have taken that at the beginning of the night, wouldn't you? That's amazing.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, there's always... I think we had 9 nominations overall, so there's always a fear that you'll go home the bridesmaid in all of them. but to get a gold early on meant, we could pop open some corks and start enjoying the evening at that point.
So one of your golds was for Radio Absolute 40's VE Day celebrations. I mean, that whole pop-up was incredible to hear. I think everyone in the room was cheering when that was announced. What was that like to make, like, in the middle of a pandemic? I mean, it was superb.
It was absolutely brilliant. I mean, it was a 3-week project, start to finish, was the sort of extraordinary thing. It was made in April, right at the start of the pandemic. So as much as we look back on this now, and, you know, we've all learnt how to make programmes at home, this was one of the first for us. It was a really small collaborative team between us and Paul at Absolute Radio. So, you know, it was Paul's team that was making those ads and the amazing station imaging while we were getting the contributors together, making the news bulletins, that Alan Dedicote did an amazing job. And as you know, we had news bulletins throughout the day retelling the story of VE Day. I think it was the first time the Queen's speech has been taken on Absolute Radio. We rebroadcast the King's speech from 75 years ago. So it was an epic programme, unlike anything else I think I will ever make. So absolutely delighted.
Gold and winner is Radio 1 Breakfast with Greg James.
Greg James, congratulations, winner again. How are you feeling?
I honestly am floating. I feel elated, relieved, proud. Yeah, I feel very, very, very happy. Like I said in my acceptance speech, I said I feel like I'm actually feeling something for the first time in about 18 months.
Do you know what? That was so lovely to hear, though, because I think everyone in the room, everyone on Zoom, completely got that feeling. Like tonight, everyone just felt alive again. And
yeah, it's a relief, but also I think a release of just everyone who's done any job in the last 18 months probably hasn't really taken stock of what they've done, whether it's, you know, on the radio or, you know, any job really. I don't think anyone has really had the opportunity to take a step back and go, oh my God, I did my job during a pandemic and, you know, we're still here, type thing. And I think it was a really weird moment for me tonight. And I just thought all that hard work that everyone's put into it and, yeah, and what we've all been through personally and professionally, and all, I mean, it's a lot. I'm still sort of thinking about it all, and just it feels, I guess, with everything opening up potentially a little bit as well, it just feels like maybe we can have our lives back soon. Because as much as I've loved doing the breakfast show in a pandemic, I wish I hadn't
had to, I guess.
Completely. But what you've said there is so important. We have all been working from home in a pandemic, making radio in a pandemic, getting through life in the middle of this pandemic. And you've gone on from last year winning Best New Show to this year winning Best Music Breakfast Show. I mean, that's a lovely transition as well. Like, you've absolutely smashed it in a pandemic. You've not just got through, you've done very, very well.
Thank you. I think it's really helped me. I think it's helped me to focus on something. And really, the only thing in life I really know how to do is a radio show. And so I've just really put all my efforts into that. And it's really great that the listeners liked it, that I guess that we had fun weirdly at times because the team, because we all had to club together and we got to know each other better than ever. And when you're with people in a crisis, you get to know people really, really well. So I felt very lucky to actually have a job, but also to have that show during a pandemic. It's a real test. It's a proper challenge. It's the hardest thing I've ever had to do in my entire life. And but I've really loved it, and it's really helped me, and the listeners have really helped me, as cheesy as that sounds. But yeah, I messaged Dottie, because Dottie won Best Breakfast Show last year. And I said to her, I'm coming for your award. And then she texts back saying, good luck, but I'm rooting for Fleur East.
Amazing. Classic Dottie. Well, you did it. You went after her award and you got it. And that's also lovely as well that Dottie got it last year and she can pass it over to you this year. And how lovely it was that you actually got a physical award, even though you weren't in the room tonight, you were on Zoom, but Bella, your wife, burst in with an actual award. So you actually have your ARIA at home with you now. It's been hand-delivered to your home address.
I do, yes. Bella's very sneaky. I had no idea that was happening. And she just appeared at the door of the podcast room, which she hates me calling it. And and I was like, oh my God, what the fuck? You knew, and you didn't tell me. But yeah,
I might have had something to do with that, Greg.
Yeah, I thought you might.
I might have been texting Bella, arranging delivery times for in the AM while you were at New Broadcasting House recording so that you weren't in when it arrived.
You're very good for being sneaky. But you know what? It's been a really brilliant night for everyone to remember how important radio is to obviously not only our lives in terms of we love it, but to the listeners. And I think that's been it's been a real help. I've properly become a fan of radio again this year on a whole new level, because you realize how much you rely on podcasts to keep you up to date and funny things to distract you. So someone asked me in an interview the other day, they said, do you think radio has become more important? And I don't think it has. I think it's always been really important, but I think people have realized how important it is to them. And that's really crucial. And that's vital for radio to survive, because it's the most spontaneous medium. It's the quickest to react. It can be the funniest. It can just change your day very quickly. So it's been a nice reminder to everyone that radio keeps people connected and keeps people laughing, I guess.
And you know what? I feel like you summed up the definition of radio and why we all do it so perfectly there. It feels like that's where we should leave it. So, Greg James, congratulations. Best Music Breakfast Show 2021 at the ARIAs.
Are you getting rid of me because I'm rambling?
No, no. Nah, never. No.
The Impact Award. The Black Power Playlist. BBC Audio for BBC Radio 1 Extra.
The winner tonight is the Black Power Playlist for BBC Audio and BBC Radio 1 Extra.
Wow. Thank you so much, guys. This is a very, very bittersweet moment, because yesterday was a year on since George Floyd, an unarmed black father, son, friend, brother and human being, was murdered by the police. And the reason that I'm here, I'm getting emotional. The reason that I'm here accepting this award was because in that moment of despair, pain, hurt, disappointment, and deep sadness, we had to create something powerful to express how we as Black people felt. So I want to thank Ashley and Robbie. I want to thank Pete and Carlene. I want to thank Dan for the ultimate support on that specific day. Farron, Janine, Jade, Andre, the entire team. Thanks for creating and supporting us. Black people around the world are being murdered by police brutality, and no playlist is going to stop that. And I hope the next time that I'm up here accepting an award is to celebrate the life of a Black person here on Earth. And until then, we keep on rising up in our power and making sure we are protected and loved. One extra, you already know what it is. This is what we stand for. Thank you so much. This means a lot.
The Radio Today programme with Broadcast Bionics, creators of the Bionic Studio. Listening, watching, reacting to and learning from every spoken word, caller, tweet and SMS to unmix, unlock and understand your content. The Bionic Studio transforms everything about radio except the way you make it.
On with more awards. Next up, we've got Best Music Entertainment Show.
The gold winner is Scott Mills for BBC Audio for Radio 1.
Hello, Scott and Chris, winners of the Best Music Entertainment Show. Congratulations.
Hi, Grace, also winner of the Best Entertainment Music Show.
Congratulations, Grace.
Congratulations.
Thanks, guys.
You're great, yes. You're great, yes.
Now, Grace, I have a question for you. Did you know all along?
I maybe had a small inkling because
you work there.
I had to, you know, made sure I grabbed you guys for a quick chat.
Understood.
It was the hardest thing to keep from you ever.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, you hit it well, to be fair.
You did. You're a liar. You're a very good liar. But how does it feel?
Do you know what I feel like is really lovely is that the last thing I ever did on our show in the BBC was make this Aria's entry. Mm. I literally stayed up till midnight on my last day and sent it in.
So just to clarify, everyone, she made the entry, which won. That seems suspicious, it's not.
But, no, think about it the other way. Isn't it amazing that considering she was moving to a different radio station...
True.
She could have absolutely spiked that.
Oh, she could have sabotaged.
Because she's got all the audio that gets cut from the actual radio show. So what our entry could have been was everything that people have never heard.
And yeah, just the really bad stuff.
We're not controversial people.
No.
But occasionally...
I made two versions, one of the outtakes, one of the real stuff, you know.
Well, we're delighted, so thank you.
Yeah, guys, honestly, congratulations. You're so deserving of this award. It's so nice to see your name on it. Like, how does it feel? Does it feel real?
Well, I've not won one of these.
It feels heavy, right?
You mean, as I said earlier, you could really injure someone with this. Not that I would. But no, I've not won one of these for a while.
We're really excited. The Ajax football team have melted down their trophy and sent it to all the season ticket holders.
Because they couldn't go.
And we plan on doing the same with this Aria. We're going
to
melt it.
To each listener.
Melt it down, and a small piece is going to be sent to everybody listening.
Amazing. Please do that.
No, oh. then we're not doing that.
You know, the listeners are... Scott's like, no. But the listeners are such an important part of the show, aren't they? They are at the heart of it. And, you know, whether you're cheering them up or, you know, taking the mick out of them.
I think that's it. It's lovely to win an award. It is. But it's more recognition of everything that the show is over the last year. So as much as we can go, yeah, this is great for us, if anything, it's a confidence in what we're doing. And the core of what we do is we just want to make entertaining radio, make people happy, make people smile, and for them to trust us. And this is a nice... how could you put it? Like, it's a nice symbolism of what the show is and that other people get it for what it is.
See, the thing is, it's really got me through, like, in a weird way, the last year. The fact that I've been able to still do my job every day, and sometimes he's been on Zoom, but I have been able to do it with my best friend in a year when actually the listeners have also become, they feel that we've become their best mates. I feel that we're closer, and everyone here is closer to the listeners than ever because of what's happened. And it's been the thing that's kept me going this year as well.
And you just summed it up. You guys have gone through so much with the show in the last year. You've been on 11 till 3, you've been on 1 till 4, you've been on 1 till half 3. You've gone through a lot of different time zones and a lot of different locations, studios, not from the studio, both of you in, one of you in another studio, one of you from home. I mean, COVID.
Every possible combination.
Every possible combination, and you've just won an aria from it, so congratulations.
Thank you. Well, and also, we do want to say thank you to you. I mean, I know that the other station has stolen you now, but whatever. but, you know, you did most of that while being at home, which must have been difficult for you as well. So we just want to say thank you.
The pressure's on you because we've won this award. So next year, you're kind of going to that station. You've promised them award-winning stuff.
And now they're like, oh, Grace is just... Grace really was working on that show when they won a gold. So no pressure, Grace.
Oh, God, I wish we had won now. Cheers.
Next year, you will.
No, honestly, thank you very much for saying that. It was so much fun working on this show, and this is amazing to have tonight. So
Thank you.
Here's to next year.
Absolutely.
Okay, next up we have a properly inspiring category, the grassroots supported by BBC Sounds.
Now, this award is for any type of radio or audio production that has made an impact to its local community.
The winner is Vent Vice and Brent 2020.
It's time to say hi to Jess Lawson now, who is senior producer of Vent Podcast. So you've absolutely cleaned up tonight.
So Khaled Dovey, who was 15 when he made a podcast with us, he got silver for Best New Presenter. And then we got bronze for Best New Podcast for Vent Documentaries. And then Nora, who presented our documentary Problem Kids, she got silver as well for Best Single Factual, and then Vent Podcast overall got gold for Grassroots. So, yeah, like, absolutely amazing.
I mean, incredible.
Thank you.
Huge congratulations to Khaled. He must be one of the youngest winners at the Arias. That is, for those people who don't know kind of what you do, give us a little bit of an overview of what Vent Podcasts produce.
So Vent was a collaboration between Vice UK and Brent London Borough of Culture 2020. So we worked for a year with young people all from the London Borough of Brent. And we did a bunch of like training and focus groups and all of these different things. And it resulted in these two podcast streams. So one of them was Vent Documentaries, which is, as it sounds, a documentaries podcast stream, and you can listen to it on all like major podcasting platforms. And it's like we gave young people three different themes for three different series. So they were on identity, love, and justice. And then we like worked with the young people to develop their own ideas, and then made half-hour documentaries and also like 15-minute first-person narratives with them. So that's Vent Documentaries. And then we also made a weekly show, which is called Vent Weekly, where we had four regular hosts who revolved in pairs of two, and they chose the topics that they wanted to discuss. And that was like everything from like lip fillers to the criminal justice system. Like, it was really broad and varied, and we invited like guests on. And then also on that feed, we also ended up doing another mini series called COVID-19 fact checkers, because obviously the pandemic hit halfway through us recording. So we also made this mini series where we got young people to call in with their like concerns and questions on COVID-19, and we matched them with experts to kind of answer them, I guess. So it was a big year of like 50 gajillion podcasts with young people from Brent, basically.
Not much then, you know.
You're very chill, actually. Yeah.
The John Myers Award for the best local station of the year.
The winner, ladies and gentlemen, is BBC Radio Sheffield.
The penultimate award celebrates the very best in UK radio. It's National Station or Network of the Year.
Winner is Magic Radio.
So I'm here with Sheena, Deputy Content Director at Magic, and Harriet Scott, Breakfast Presenter. Congratulations, guys. Station of the Year.
Oh, my goodness. So exciting.
It's such a shock. Such a shock. Yeah, it's been a long journey for us at Magic, I think, and yeah, it was just amazing for us, for the whole team, to finally win the Gold Award. It's amazing.
You were speechless in your speech earlier. I could tell that it was genuine shock and just excitement and happiness, and it was just so lovely to see.
Yeah, I just didn't think we were going to win, and genuinely didn't think we were going to win, and I kind of got in my head that Radio 1 had won it, and then they said Magic, and it took like 3 or 4 seconds, and people sitting around me were like, it's you, you've got to get up. And then I was like, oh God. And then I grabbed Harriet because moral support.
Harriet, is it really nice just to go home with this award? And you'll have to celebrate with Ronan tomorrow on the breakfast show.
We've already been FaceTiming. Ronan's already been FaceTiming. He's very excited. He's ordered a coffee machine in celebration. Sheena, I'm just breaking this to you now.
Thank you. Yeah, good. Yeah,
so is that okay?
That's fine.
Because he's not here to drink champagne, so we've got a coffee machine.
Yay!
Ronan's all about the coffee. It's really exciting and it's lovely. And obviously what Ronan and I do is one part of the day. We kickstart the day in the morning. We have an incredible team of presenters. This is really, I mean, it's, you know, it's Sheena's award, really, because she is the one, along with Tony, of course, Tony Mori, who has the overview of the station and has the courage to create new content, to brave new content. And I love what Sheena said on stage, which is that we're not just a listen in the back of the cab radio station. And I think it has taken it's like turning a juggernaut, not a juggernaut, they call it like a, what's a big steamer around? Do you know, juggernaut, to change people's perceptions. You get it. But, and I'm so proud of Sheena for achieving that.
Now I am joined by Lorna Clark, controller of popular music for the BBC. What a night it has been tonight.
What an amazing night. I mean, it's a very different format, but actually, I think people were really, really relieved to see each other in the flesh. It was very well done by the Academy. Everyone said they felt really safe, but absolutely exciting. Really, really good.
And BBC did very well. So we had a few Radio 1 awards. We had
One Extra,
a Station Sound Award in there as well.
It was
the list
nice.
Goes on.
It was lovely. But, you know, this is going to sound a bit cheesy, but I think given the year and a bit that everyone in the industry has had, you know, there's just been some amazing audio created. It's just been a year and a bit of brilliant stories. So I think if you got nominated, it was just like really well done. To actually win, the bar was high, because I was sitting there listening to a lot of the nominations, and some of them I'd actually heard in real time, and I just thought, it's really good. You know, there's just some amazing things. I mean, it was an extraordinary year, and I think a couple of presenters said that they felt really privileged to be on the air in such a unique time. But we kind of owe it to them, because it would have been tough, you know. And certainly in my world with popular music, it's largely live, trying to connect with audiences. We know that our job is to provide escape. So I think I'm really just chuffed to be here. But yeah, it's nice to get recognised.
Totally. And what's been your sort of moment of the year, would you say, if you had to pick something from all the bits that you've been listening to, recognised tonight or not? You're obviously looking after a lot of BBC radio stations there. There's a lot to pick from.
It's really, really difficult. I would say something that we didn't actually enter, but it was to do with the pandemic, and it was right at the beginning, and the five pop stations came together for Great British Sing-Along, and it was really to do two things. It was to help the teams have a moment where you could just go mad to a record that was really good, but also to say to the audience, we're here and it's all going to be okay. And that would kind of be my moment, because we'd never done that before. We'd never done a five-way simulcast, the producers were not happy, but we did it, and it worked, and we did it again at Christmas. And I think the other thing I would say very quickly is very, very brave and admirable of Times Radio to launch in the middle of a pandemic. I just thought that was fantastic. They sound great on air, and they've really found their feet. But just imagine launching something where you've got social distancing and trying to figure it all out. So props to them as well.
So I'm now with Charlotte Moore, the brand new Chief Content Officer at the BBC, which is really hard to say. Welcome to your first ARIAs.
Thank you, Grace. Thank you. It's really nice to be here. What a privilege, actually, and what's been such a challenging year, hasn't it? And yet, you know, when you see the lineup, all those amazing shows, it makes me realise, actually, I thought I listened to quite a lot of radio, but I really need to go and listen to a lot more. But yeah, I thought it was a great evening.
There's not enough hours in the day, is there, to get through all the
great
stuff?
No, and there's some fantastic, fantastic shows out there and fantastic podcasts as well.
What was the sort of standout moment for you tonight? You were really pleased to see.
Oh, I could not say that, because, of course, the lineup, I mean, mean, I was obviously really pleased to see the BBC win so many. I think George the Poet, it's fantastic to see him scoop so many, to see One Extra shouting loudly. But really pleased for Greg, really pleased for Radio 1, to be honest, and for Radio 4. There were lots and lots of awards, weren't there? So, yeah. No, I'm equally happy about all of it. I guess it just reminds you, though, the range and the breadth of what we all do in radio and what, you know, connecting with people. It was lovely to see Radio Sheffield as well, how important local radio is to people's lives, but how these big shows also really connect with audiences in what's been such a challenging year. It is that companionship, isn't it? It's what George said about loneliness, and you realise what radio brings to people's lives. I find it really emotional, actually.
Yeah,
I thought it was a really emotional event.
It's a celebration of what we've all been able to achieve in such a difficult year with everything else going on in our personal lives as well as professional.
I've been amazed how live radio just kept going. It never really faltered. You know, when you think when the pandemic hit and everyone had to go back and record from their homes and you know, record live into people's homes, but literally with everybody, producers and presenters, all sitting at home doing it, I don't think we ever thought we could have done it.
In a year unlike any we've seen in our lifetimes, radio brought us moments of joy, despair and hope. But importantly, it gave us a friend, a companion who was there through everything. The Radio Times Moment of the Year recognises some of the standout pieces of broadcasting from the last 12 months and is the only ARIAS award voted for by the public. This category demonstrates the power that radio has, the role it plays in our lives, and the friendship it can provide. It's impossible to look back on 2020 without remembering the pain and suffering the pandemic caused. But within the darkness, there was light. The incredible endeavour of our frontline workers, celebrated across the nation and the airwaves. Their selfless efforts were rightly celebrated, but it meant the lows were even more poignant.
I like intensive care. I enjoy trying to look after the sickest people because that's what I was trained for. So my war hadn't been a bad war, but in May my son died. He was only a few months short of his 18th birthday.
Sadly, death was something we had to deal with a lot in 2020. But before the COVID pandemic hit the UK, it was another death which shocked the country.
Anyone who's ever compared one woman against another on Twitter, knocked someone because of their appearance, invaded someone else's privacy, who have made mean, unnecessary comments on an online forum, need to look at themselves. Sorry. To the press, the newspapers who create clickbait, who demonise and tear down success, we've had enough.
The honesty and rawness that radio allows is what connects us so personally to the medium. Whether we're hearing it live, or on catch-up, on the car speakers, or intimately through headphones, some stories will always catch us. The emotional memories of others resonating within ourselves.
I thought you died, I thought you was dead, and he said, well, I'm very much alive, Ian, something like that. And then he said how proud he is of me. And then I hugged him, and because he was three or four steps up, I felt like I was like seven again. I remember him saying that he was more proud of the fact that I played for England than him flying over fucking Paris.
Mr. Pigden wasn't the only war veteran being remembered this year. For 24 hours, a special station popped up on our airwaves with an important radio message.
Broadcasting to Great Britain and the Commonwealth on 247 and 250 metres on the medium wave band. This is Absolute Radio Fortis.
At 7 o'clock, this is Alan Dedicote. It's the 8th of May, 1945. The German army has surrendered. The war in Europe is over.
We were used to startling news announcements in 2020, and it was radio's job to be there for us during the ups and downs. But it was also our job to be there for radio and its presenters, because they didn't shy away from the big and hard-hitting stories.
Because I know that my weekend was terrible. I was sat on my sofa, crying, angry, confused and also knowing, stuck at the news. Stuck at the news of yet another brutalised black body.
Stories that became national conversation. Stories that asked for change. Stories that stoked emotions.
You know, we're all about positivity and love, and we got so much positivity and love back from this one, but we also got, you know, bombarded with messages and articles, mm-hmm. and horrible stuff about all of us, about our families, about how even now diversity isn't diverse enough because there's only 5 white people in it. Like, man, it's... I can't speak for anyone else, but it's sad. Like, it's sad. Genuinely, like, I feel anxious and worried saying something like Black Lives Matter.
But where radio thrives is its ability to cover the big and the small. From global movements to the most personal and moving stories.
All of you who don't know, Crofty and his wife have been through IVF, and this is just a little bit of the video just to give you an insight into what he was talking about.
Me and my wife had multiple miscarriages. Well, she had the miscarriages, but we both had to deal with it. And that's an incredible thing to deal with. Sorry. It's important to seek help.
Stories of people we know breaking through the barriers.
Annie Nightingale, 5 decades.
BBC Radio 1.
But I still thought that I would last 3 months. See, that's the weird thing about this 5 decades. I thought I'd last 3 months and I'd just be kind of novelty gimmick, you know, that, oh, well, you know, the women, we gave one a go and there we are.
But more importantly than all, radio is a shared moment. Moments of enjoyment, laughter, reflection, sadness, even moments of unexpected joy.
It's 5-4 to Scotland. Mitrovic is stepping up, right footed, he'll take the penalty. The Fulham front man, here he comes. Scotland are going to the Euros! Scotland are going to the Euros! David Marshall scores! David Marshall saves the penalty! And Scotland are going to the Euros!
The Bronze Award goes to Ian Wright, remembers Mr. Pigden on Desert Island Discs. The Silver Award, Scotland qualify for Euro 2020 on the Big Scotland Radio Football Show. And the gold. Gentlemen, come and collect your award. It goes to Jordan and Perio. And the reaction to this is Black Lives Matter routine.
Thank you so much. I'm going to be deadly serious, though, for once in our lives. This award, we watched earlier that clip. I don't want to get emotional now. I got emotional then. Every single person, this award is for every single one of us who was a nominee up there, because we all shared something super personal. We all shared a very important message. So, again, to everyone who voted for us, I know it was the general public, to everyone in here as well, thank you so much.
Until next time, guys, see you soon. Thank you very much.
The Radio Today programme with Broadcast Bionics.
Original music for this podcast was composed by Mikasa.